thanks again for spending your Saturday morning with us here at Radio Mom with the Coach's Corner as we get a chance to talk high school football. Leading things off here this morning, we're going to spend some time talking Tigers football. Tigers head coach Jeff Smock led it in action last night down at Sinesville. The final was 42-7 in favor of the Eagles. Huge crowd last night. Always is a big night when they do their Eagle Fest event. So you talk about big time high school football atmosphere, Coach Smock. Your kids got it in doses last night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a great environment to go in. I mean, you can see it as we're rolling in on the bus and then things kind of get rolling there in pregame. You see everybody kind of funneling in, and you know, it's just a fun environment. You know, they do that every year. It's usually when we play there, that's their first game of the season at home, and so you know it's going to be Eagle Fest. And you know, unfortunately, we didn't give them a fight and give them a game early on and make it something to make those people a little worried about Eagle Fest. But great environment. You know, always you're always excited for your kids to get to be able to play in an environment like that. And I just wish we would have played a little better early on to make it a game.
I guess when it comes down to its most simplest form, whoever wins in the trenches will probably win the game.
Yeah.
And that was the difference in the game last night.
Yeah, no question. You know, and we've known that, you know, for a while now that our O-line especially is going to be kind of a work in progress, and we just need time. You know, we got some guys. We've only got one guy in that group that's got, Friday night experience, you know, Eli Bridges. And he's done a good job for us these first 2 weeks. And everybody else, you know, we got some guys that are in there fighting and they're getting better and they're coachable. They just need some time, you know. And last night, no question about it, Zionsville controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And, I think we had a couple of mental breakdowns on the back end to give up our first two scores, which I'm sure we'll get into. But, you know, then from there with me, it was definitely the tell of the tape there was the line of scrimmage.
Again, speaking here with Coach Smock on this segment of the Coach's Corner about the Tigers game last night with Sinesville. When you prepare for a team, whoever it is, whether it's in the conference or out of conference, what are some things that you look for to really try the best you can to help your kids, and specifically Sinesville? What was your major concern?
Yeah, I mean, you always know, you know, their defense is always going to be very disciplined. They've always got a strong front. You know, even last year when we had really good size and some beef up front and a great running game, you know, they were able to stymie us last year in our running game. So, you know, you look at their defense, you know they're going to be well coached, you know they're going to be disciplined. And so trying to find those spots to be able to attack them might be a little more difficult than it is some other weeks. But you're playing any good team, you're going to get that. But, and then defensively, the last, it seems like forever, they've had Colin Price, and so that was always star number one, two, and three. But last night and this year's team, you know, I feel like, number three, their quarterback, was a guy you got to make sure you can compensate for in the passing game and in the running game. You're trying to look at what they really want to do. You're trying to look at their strengths. You know, how can you take those things away? How can you minimize those things sometimes, and not take them away, but minimize them? And then put your guys in a position to be able to, you know, accentuate your strengths as well. I felt like we had a good plan going in. Their first couple scores, they was things that we practiced all week long. It was just a kind of a mental breakdown on some spots, or maybe they gave you a tiny different look. But no doubt about it, you're trying to accentuate your strengths and minimize theirs.
Again, talking with Coach Smock here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, again, alluded to the fact that the Eagles were able to get up early on the Tigers, 14-0. Abney to Hilton for the first score. That was a one-play scoring drive, and then a two-play scoring drive, I think it was, for Abney. You mentioned him taking off and running down the sideline to get the score. So you're in a hole quick. But I thought your defense responded after that because Sinesville had the ball for a series that ended up turning over on down. Unfortunately for the Tigers, you weren't able to do anything with it. But nonetheless, your kids were able to respond.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I felt like defense, rose up in some spots in that first half. You know, we had them at fourth down in two different situations and ended up with a pass interference. It was kind of a bang-bang play, and they called it. The guys were fighting, no doubt about it, you know. And then offensively, you know, we just, you know, I think that line of scrimmage for us really, really bothered us, and being able to, I think we end up with maybe 30 yards rushing last night. We couldn't get the running game going, and And Coach Hyatt, you know, you're looking at seeing what they're giving us with what we were able to do in the passing game last week. You know, they're giving you a five-man box that says you ought to be able to run the ball. And then if they're able to do that and stop the run with a five-man box, then now you're really in trouble, because now they've got you outnumbered on the flanks. They've got you outnumbered, in the passing game, and you're not able to take advantage of what they're giving you. And I think that's what kind of got to us there, especially in the first half offensively.
Again, talking with Coach Smock here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, breaking down last night's game with the Science Illegals. A couple big plays late in the first half really kind of decided the outcome. The punt return for the touchdown, and then the interception.
Yeah.
Both just killers.
Yeah, and I don't even think the punt got blocked. I think it went off Landon's foot. They had a little bit of pressure up the middle. You know, we were trying to go to that. We were using that quick kick last night versus bringing a wholesale punt team on. We felt like that gave us a better opportunity to kind of minimize the return game. And maybe we went to the well too many times there. But I think he just, you know, I asked him when he came off, you know, hey, did they get a piece of it? Did it go into one of our guys? I think it just kind of came off his foot. And, that's one of those plays where you got to be smart football players. And that's a live ball, you know, and kudos to them that they saw it up there and a kid picked it up and ran it in. There's no doubt that was kind of a backbreaker. And then, Landon was trying to make a play there with pressure on him. And, you know, he probably should have taken the sack, he was trying to make a play and kind of lofted one up there and they grab it. And so, you know, you're never too happy when you're heading into halftime knowing the mercy rule's coming, and you're down 35-0. But, we got into them pretty good at halftime. But, you know, like we said when we came out, it's like, wipe the slate now. You know where your situation is, and now let's use the second half to work on the things that we didn't execute very well in the first half. And I thought our kids did that in the third quarter and early in the fourth when we still had our ones in.
Tigers were able to do a little bit better in the second half. You were able to get a score to give your kids something to hang their hat on a little bit there. But I thought also defensively, I thought your kids played a little bit better in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, you know, we were able to get our tempo going a little bit and we're able to move the ball and move the chains in the passing game, and exactly what we, you know, felt like we could do in the first half too. But maybe they were calling the dogs off a little bit. They weren't blitzing as much. There wasn't as much pressure, no doubt. But if we felt like we could have done those things, if we could have held up better protection-wise. But, yeah, and like you said, you know, defensively there were spots in the first half we felt like we did really well. I mean, you look at it, you know, we had two mental mistakes on those first two scores. And then, like you said, we had that punt return and a pick. Well, that's not the defense, you know. And so, defensively, I think there's a lot of great things that we can hang our hat on. And, you know, offensively, it's just a matter of we got to find a way to get our offensive line going in both phases, to be able to, you know, take advantage of, what we feel like we've got some good skill guys, you know, across the board. We just got to give them those opportunities to be able to make plays.
I would have to think for a high school football player or any athlete in particular, knowing that the quote-unquote mercy rule is going to be in effect when you come out in the second half, that has to be hard, but the other side, you understand why it's there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, and I've got mixed emotions on that. You know, there's part of me that says, I respect what it does. And, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with so your JV, you know, because you're playing a JV the next day. Most teams play on Saturday mornings. And, but there's part of me that says, hey, you know, we need to be out there and fight. And, if we can't stop them, we can't get anything going, then, you know, we need to be able to continue to work on that. So, you know, I think I certainly respect why they put the rule in place, you know, but, you know, from a player perspective, like I said, you know, hopefully you look at it as an opportunity to say, listen, we didn't do what we wanted to do in the first half. You know, we're in this situation now, and now, okay, let's try to come out and let's get some momentum going into next week. And, you know, I think defensively we had a little bit of that already from the first half, but offensively, you know, being able to go down, get our tempo stuff going a little bit better, be able to get that score was good for the guys, no question about it. Trey made a great catch there, and so it's all about just trying to get yourself ready for the next week, which is tough when you're in game to be thinking about getting ready for next week, but that's what it turns into.
You know, I don't think I've seen many kids, many receivers get triple teamed at times, so it seems like Caden Lark was getting a whole lot of attention last night, and,
yeah.
You know, that's a tip that tip of the hat to him because people know he's a good player.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he was frustrated after the evening.
Yeah, and we had some opportunities for him. It seemed like, you know, if you're a fan of the stands, you know, you're looking at him like, man, he was open there, and he was. But, you know, did your protection hang up or, you know, hold up long enough to go get the ball to him? They were definitely focused on him. And I thought some of our guys stepped up and be able to make some plays. But we feel like, you know, Trey Reese and, you know, Jackson Fold and Sammy Kiker, you know, we feel like we got some guys that, like you saw last week, that, you know, that ball can get spread around. I think the biggest thing last night was we just didn't have the time to be able to take advantage of the weaknesses in their, in their coverages.
All right. So you go from Zionsville to Danville. It used to be the three Bills.
Yeah.
You got rid of Mooresville.
Yeah.
But you still have Zionsville, and you come back with Danville. I know Danville took a loss last night to a very good team in Mooresville.
Mm-hmm.
Danville's going to be a challenge nonetheless.
Yeah, we've been prepping for Danville for a while now. We told the boys last night, you know, they don't really realize it, but, you know, when you're doing your scripts and things over the summer, when you're going through and, you know, giving them looks, you know, obviously you're running your own stuff a lot of times, but, you know, we threw in quite a bit of Danville stuff over the summer. And so we've been, this one's been marked on our calendar for a while. We know that we're coming out of the gates here in conference with one of the best teams in the conference. And, you know, I think our kids are going to be excited about it. We get two or three guys back, that's going to help us with our depth. But you know, they're going to be a great opponent. And like we said last night, you know, we finished the non-conference 1-1. Now it's time for conference play. And, there's plenty of time or plenty of games left in conference, but you know that you got to come out and give yourself a shot in conference. Or if you want to, you need to find a way to get this one. And so that's going to be our focus all weekend and going into next week. And, we're at home. You know, it'll be an exciting crowd. And, we're excited about the opportunity.
Well, joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, talking Tigers football with Tigers head coach, Jeff Spock. Coach Spock, thanks for your time and good luck as you get ready for Danville.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Scott.
All right, we'll go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll turn our attention to Stars football with Coach Pelly. He's next, and this is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.